One, two, three, four.
The beat goes on.
Get your dancing shoes on.
Music that turns people on. On.
The trip down the time tunnel, the top tunes.
Song titles are usually short, memorable, something of the song's essence captured in a short phrase. But not always. Some song titles go on and on and on.
They tell you this autumn's coming, and soon everything around us will die. Only the fool believes that he is different from the birds in the sky. All those birds go chasing some better sunny days. You can't hear them singing, 'cause they've all gone away.
The Flaming Lips with a 19-word song title, but they do put some of it in brackets. My Cosmic Autumn Rebellion, bracket the inner life as blazing shield of defiance and optimism as celestial spear of action. In bracket.
One look sends it closing through the veins. Oh, how the feeling races back up to their brains to form expressions on their stupid faces. They don't want to say hello.
The Arctic Monkeys, 14 words. You probably couldn't see for the lights, but you were staring straight at me. Now, this one is in the Guinness Book of Records.
I'm a cranky old Yank in a clanky old tank, and I'm heading for the hullabaloo. I'll be riding my tank through a Tokyo bank, sure as I'm an army buckaroo. And when I set my khaki down on old Nagasaki, I'll be singing like a wacky jackaroo. And you can bet by cracky, every sukiyaki lackey will be looking mighty tacky when I do. I'm a cranky old Yank in a cranky old tank, heading for a hullabaloo. I'll be riding my swank little hanky-pank tank through the streets of Yokohama with the Honolulu mama, singing those Beatles flat on his seat over Hero Hito Blue.
Hoagy Carmichael with a 30-word song title. I'm a cranky old Yank in a clanky old tank on the streets of Yokohama with my Honolulu mama, doing those beat-o flat on my seat-o Hirohito blues. Long song titles. Franklin, early 1970s, when song titles of round 10 words were still common. Until you come back to me, that's what I'm gonna do. But around the same time, over in the UK, the Faces went all out.
Say all right.
The Faces, a 28-word title. You can make me dance, sing, or anything. Even take the dog for a walk, mend a fuse, fold away the ironing board, or any other domestic shortcomings.
She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was as nervous as she could be.
Highland, a famous 11-word song title. She wore an itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny, yellow polka-dot bikini.
Please leave all overcoats, canes, and top hats with the doorman. From that moment, you'll be out of place and under duress. I'm wrecking this evening already and loving every minute of it, ruining this banquet for the mildly inspiring end. Please leave all overcoats, canes, and top hats with the doorman. From that moment, you'll be out of place and under duress. I'm wrecking this evening already and loving every minute of it, ruining this banquet for the mildly inspiring end. When you're in black slacks with accentuating off-white pinstripes, whoa.
Long song titles. Panic at the Disco. 16 words. There's a good reason these tables are numbered, honey. You just haven't thought of it yet. Long song titles seem to have become a thing in the 90s and noughties. Panic at the Disco did it regularly, as do Lana Del Rey, Sufjan Stevens, PJ Harvey. But Pink Floyd did it too. Pink Floyd, 1969, a very bewildering thing called several species of small furry animals gathered together in a cave and grooving with a Pict. The longest song title I've been able to find is from Christine Levin, 97 words. Christine, what's it called?
The title of the song is Regretting What I Said When You Called Me 11 O'Clock on a Friday Morning to Tell Me That at 1 O'Clock Friday Afternoon You're Going to Leave Your Office, Go Downstairs, Hail a Cab to Go Out to the Airport to Catch a Plane to Go Skiing in the Alps for 2 weeks. Not that I wanted to go with you. I wasn't able to leave town and I couldn't expect you to pay my way and I'm not a really very good skier. But after going out with you for 3 years, I don't like surprises. And it's subtitled A Musical Apology. I didn't mean it when I said I hope the cable in the elevator snaps when you step on board. And I was joking when I said I hope you crack your head and get mangled by the downstairs revolving doors. And I was kidding when I said I hope the number 103 bus hits and makes a pancake out of you. Sorry.
Songs with long titles, and here's a 14-word favourite from R.E.M. It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine.
That's great, it starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes, an aeroplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid.
clock, TV hour, don't get caught in four towers, slash and burn, return, listen to yourself churn. Locking in, uniform and book burning, blood letting, every motive escalate, automotive incinerate. Light a candle, light a motor, step down, watch a heel crush, crush, uh-oh, this means no fear. Cavalier, renegade, steer clear, a tournament of lies. Offer me solutions, offer me alternatives, and I decline. It's the end of the world as we know it.
It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine.